And then the Gospel of John 19 records the third sentence and the fourth sentence that I put together as number 3 because they're both the same. John 19, verse 26. Jesus therefore saw his mother and his disciple whom he loved standing, and he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And verse 27, he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." From that hour, the disciple took her to his home. His fourth sentence, found in John chapter 19, verse 28. Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." And a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said his next sentence, and he says in verse 20, verse 30, "It is finished." There's the sixth sentence. Then Luke 23:46, the famous one. Before he says it's finished, there's one that we miss out in Mark 15 verse 34, when Jesus say, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," that famous one. Then we have John 19 verse 30 saying, "It is finished." Then we end with Luke 23:46. Jesus say, "Into thy hands I commend my spirit." A note need to be made of Matthew. When Jesus actually was given a drink twice, but he refused it the first time, accepted it the second time. We need to make a note of that. In chapter 27, verse 34, they give him sour wine mingled with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, Matthew 27 verse 34, when he had tasted it, he refused it. In other words, he did not want to drink. But verse 48, then the other wine that they give him, in verse 48, Matthew 27 48, he drank it. Why? Because gall is a kind of painkiller. And when Jesus was on the cross, even though he was thirsty, when they give him the wine, which was a type of juice, grape juice, that was mixed with gall, which is a type of painkiller, he refused it because Jesus wanted to take every pain for you and I. He didn't want a painkiller because it was for you and I. You need to make note of that. Now, of all the seven sentences, and eight if you break up the "behold thy son" and "behold thy mother" into two, seven last sentences, we notice that there are seven principles for living in what I call the Holy of Holies. I'm not sure whether to give it tonight yet. But the harmony is there. You find that you always must live in mercy. That's number one. Because it's the throne of mercy. It's the ark with the mercy seat. Forgive them, for they know not what they have done. Learn to live in mercy, and you will live in the Holy of Holies. The second one, today you will be with me in paradise. Learn to live with your affection set above. Learn to live as a citizen of heaven. Learn to live with a heavenly mind and a heavenly heart, and you will always live there. Then Jesus turned to the woman, his mother, and John, and said, "Behold thy mother, behold thy son." Learn to live in right relationships with the people around you. That's an important aspect for learning to live in the Holy of Holies. And when Jesus said in John 19, verse 27, and verse 27, 28 is that section there. And Let me see. Yes, 1926-27 and John 1928. Then Jesus said, I thirst. For him it was a physical thirst. But in order to keep living there, we must always have and you notice that the word I thirst is related to the suffering Jesus was bearing. And that's why I give the passage on Matthew 27 to show that at that point, and when he was thirsty and they want to give him the wine mixed with gall, he refused, is to learn not to refuse the chastenings and the testings of God. Whom God loveth, he chastens. I'm not talking about sickness and disease, but I'm talking about situations like Abraham's case. Because God will always want you to live, and the godly will receive testing of your heart strength. It's at a time of deep relationship that God asked Abraham for his son. God was not going to kill his son or send sickness. Abraham was the one who has to take the knife himself, not God. See, God's not going to hold a knife and chasten and kill you. But it's a talking about a surrenderedness, learning not to refuse the times of chastening and testing of God. Learning not to refuse the prunings of God. He that bear much fruit will be pruned that he may bear more fruit. If we want to live in that place, learn to come before under the mighty hand of God. Before God. Then, that's the word I thirst. And then, in John chapter, we have finished John 19:28. Then the next one will be Mark 15, and verse 34, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. It says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That shows how deep his fellowship with God was, that for when he sensed the lack of God's presence, he cried out for God. Learn to live with a hunger for God. A passion, a zeal and a hunger for God. That when the presence of God is missing for 1 second, you cry out. You can't live without the presence of God. Nothing in this world is worth. It's worth it. Nothing in this world is worth 1 hour, 1 day in the presence of God. Learn the hunger. And then John 19 verse 30, Jesus said, it is finished. And the old covenant was completely done. Learn to live in the what I call completed work of Jesus, and you will never strive. Finally, how to learn to live in the Holy of Holies. Luke 23:46. Jesus says, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Learn to live a surrendered life. So all these 7 last sentences got a lot of value. They can be further researched. Like I just show how do you research the I thirst and compare all the wines, etc. And they are Jesus living in the Holy of Holies. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you, O God, that you continue to establish us in the understanding of your written word. Father, move us. Teach us to live in the Holy of Holies. Teach us to live, O God, at the level that you want us to. Thank you, Lord, for the life of Jesus Christ, that we could understand, that we could imitate, that we could follow, that we could allow him to live through us. Establish your work and purpose in us, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Let's give Jesus a clap offering. Thank you, Jesus. And those of you who need prayer,